You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
All right, so this is aquatic ambiance. But tell me, like, if you don't, like, smoke a joint, but you put this on, you're not, like, enjoying your life.
This is much better than Sticker Brush, or the version of Sticker Brush that we played, I should say.
Now, in the actual song, like, there's a keyboard here, right? This part right here is really great. David Wise is the name of the composer of the Donkey Kong series. This keeper? It's a little slow. Still good.
We were just like, what are we using it for? I guess is my question. Like, we probably need something. Like, what fits with that? Not very much that we do on the show, I guess, right?
When you and I are both not here on summer Fridays.
Yeah, just that's playing when we wake up in the morning on like a July Friday.
Like, I guess it plays in our life and our like lives when we're off.
Yes.
Like we're not
on
the air.
It plays in my head when I wake up in the morning. Yes.
Or like on days that we're off at 3 o'clock Eastern, that plays instead of the open of the show. Yeah, so that can make the rotation here. Jake, great job grabbing this stuff here. I feel like I'm just going to like start firing it during the next break. Like, hey, Jake, can we get all this for tomorrow? There's like 50 things that I think would be awesome. Okay. You have one off the top of your head quickly here or no? Like a video
what,
game
that we
track.
Would want to... No, not off the top of my head. I mean, like I in this aquatic ambiance and dire docks like serve the same purpose, which is like they would be tough to play in most of the segments that we do. Is there a franchise that's being neglected? Is it like a Legend of Zelda song? Is that like what we're missing?
I guess like it could be like the Zelda, like
the, what about the, like Halo? The
Mike Brown, what's the Zelda, the one from Ocarina of Time, like Gerudo Village? That's like the famous one from Ocarina of Time. The menu theme is also outstanding from Ocarina of Time.
Yeah, so maybe I just texted you. There's a fun metal cover of the Gerudo Valley mix that is pretty good. It slaps.
Okay. The downtown Mike Brown is a Mike, seal of slap of approval. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'll think about this like shortly. But for now, we got to give you the games that we've already bet for Week 13 in the National Football League. So, Jake,
oh, please can play I give you a song? Can I give you a song real quick? Yeah. I just thought of it. Yeah. Mike, what's the name of the song from the maze with Geno in Super Mario RPG? What's the name of that song? I want that song. I actually want that as well.
The actual song is called, like, Beware the Forest Mushrooms.
Yes, that's exactly what it's called. Yeah. Beware the Forest Mushrooms from Super Mario RPG. God, I love the mics on this show.
Did I miss out, like, playing, like, I should have played that game, right? Mario RPG, never played it.
I think it's on the SNES Classic that I have floating around here somewhere, the preloaded console or whatever. I think it actually made it on there.
I've got two choices also. We don't have to play them today. But okay. Jake, I'm going to type them here also. Are Corridors of Time. This is from the Chrono Trigger soundtrack.
Oh, I've heard that song a lot.
Yeah. And also Shavat from the Xenogears soundtrack. It is the same composer, and it's the same, like, sort of, like, ethereal sounding, like...
Corridors of Time is a very good song.
Corridors of Time is legendary. So
coming up maybe later in the show, Corridors of Time and Beware the Forest Mushrooms here on You Better You Bet.
while we tell you about the Knicks and the Pistons tonight from the Motor City.
Yes, exactly.
But for now, the games we've already bet for week 13 in the NFL. Jake, please lay down that knockoff sitcom music. Coming up at the conclusion of the Rams and the Chiefs is the Raiders and the Seahawks. Oh, no, wait. It's not. You're actually not going to be able to watch the finish of that game. But if you were, it would be following 60 Minutes, except on the West Coast and everywhere else in the country. You know what I would have rather seen when I turned on CBS to watch Raiders and Seahawks other than 60 Minutes? It would be murder. She Wrote, starring Angela Lansbury here on CBS. Now, that would have been a good troll if Scott Hansen sends us off to CBS to watch Raiders, Seahawks, we turn it on, and there's Angela Lansbury solving a crime in 1988. That would have been special.
Yeah.
Your bets, please, already made for week 13.
That was tough. There's only one bet, and this is so stupid. There's only one bet in the account, and it's a bad number. I bet the Dolphins 3.5 even. It's now 4. my number in the game is 3. I like Miami more than 3. You can get a better number than I have right now and be way smarter than I am. That was literally the one bet that I made Sunday night. We have some injury games, and most of the numbers, honestly, were just really close to mine. Now, we've had some market movement in some games that might create valuable bets. Actually, that's not true. I have other bets in the account because I have teaser bets in the account already. A lot of them. Mixing and matching the following. Ravens under 3. These would be two team 6-pointers or 3 or 4, whatever. Just get the best price you can on a teaser, obviously. Ravens under 3. Giants up to 8.5. Seahawks under 3. Browns under 3. And obviously, like, shop these, like, difference between 1 and 2 and kind of shop around, whatever. Those four legs, God, I mean, Giants up is so good, it hurts. Might get a ton of guys back from injury this week, too. We'll see how the injury reports are this week for the Giants. Ravens down, Giants up is great. Giants up, Browns down is great. Really good week for two team 6-pointers, honestly. So have a bunch of those in the account and have the Dolphins at a bad number. Other bets that I would consider because things have moved. Maybe the Bills, maybe not at this number, but maybe Bills soon. 3.5, have to at least think about it. And same, honestly, exact same market Monday Night Football with Tampa, where, like, 3, have to bet it. Don't even have a choice. Can't even think about how much I hate Tampa Bay costing me money on Sunday. Probably have to bet Tampa on 3. But now those, I was thinking we would never talk about those games. Now those games are getting to be in range. Is there anything else that's in range or, like, very close? I don't think so. Did we not do the Titans? We did the Titans and Eagles, like, really quickly, right? My number's the same as the market.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, well, I have 6. So, like, I'm considering betting Philly. I have them written down.
I understand. Understood. I think that's basically it. So a ton of teasers, maybe the Bills, maybe the Bucks, and the Dolphins is in at 3.5. I like them at 4. Adam Chernoff came on, told you he bet 3.5 early in the week. That could explain maybe why it went to 4 a little bit. Possible. I like the opposite side of that game. Whatever. That's basically it.
Okay. My list is long. I don't have the teasers written down. Maybe I should do that. It's basically all the ones that Ken talked about. I also have bet, like, in every single possible, like, permutation. Saints plus six doesn't exist anymore.
And we won the Steelers teaser like last night, which we put with some stuff. Yeah. And that closed out a few for me as well. Yeah.
Love it. Of numbers that are... All right, I bet Bengals plus three doesn't exist anymore. I bet Steelers plus one and Jaguars plus one doesn't... But that's the same, but whatever. Okay, so numbers that still exist or are close enough. Jacksonville plus one. They're minus one now, whatever. I would still bet minus one. I also bet Dolphins plus 3.5. I laid 7 with the Browns. I took 3 with the Jets. And I bet Steelers plus 1. I would still lay 1 with the Steelers. Games I am monitoring. The Bills on Thursday against the Patriots. The Giants waiting for a 3 potentially against Washington. I'm going to bet the Giants no matter what.
Oh, but I would like a 3. I forgot to say that too. I forgot to say waiting for a 3 on the Giants. I completely... We did a lot on this yesterday. That's a bad job. I just didn't... Because the number isn't there yet. But I talked a lot yesterday about how I like the Giants in the game, and I'm just waiting for... We even tweeted out a video of it. I like the Giants too, but not yet at this number.
What Linkin Park would say would be, waiting for the 3 to come, then I'm gonna make my bed. Rest in peace, Chester Bennington. What a legend.
It's like older Linkin Park. Or not older, that's more recent Linkin Park, like further along in the career, right?
Yeah, that might be the best Linkin Park song, Waiting for the End.
I was kind of off them by then, so I'll just trust you on that one.
All these songs just like take on like such like a sadder significance now, obviously, with what it's... it sucks. I'm monitoring the Eagles. I would only bet Philly against Tennessee. I don't know if I'm going to. Baltimore. Look at Baltimore and teasers. I might just lay 8 against Denver also. I really think that point spread should be 10, at least. I think I'm going to have to bet Baltimore. And I'm looking for ways to bet the Raiders. Haven't figured out what I want to do yet with the Raiders against the Chargers. And again, like there's the teaser fest 2022 as well, as Ken detailed. I like those as well. And those are the games we've already bet and are monitoring for week 13 in the National Football League.